It's hard for me to reflect it from my position. But what I can say is the questions that came from the group, which they were all very, very good questions, very, very intelligent questions, but the two that stand out for me, both related to the word gap. One is, how do you bridge the gap between the practitioner and the client, particularly if the client has such a radically different worldview, has a different sense of history or reality to you. And so that was, for me personally, a very interesting question to sort of to think about. And I can't say I had a very comprehensive answer to that. And the other was the gap between wanting to do something different, for instance, restorative justice in a prison, and the willingness of the institution to permit that to happen. And this was asked from a particular country who has been struggling for 20 years to try and do similar work, even at a very low level, and is finding it very difficult to get institutional support. And again, I don't think I had a great answer for that, because although Northern Ireland is quite developed in restorative justice, it still struggles with that. I have to confess that once that program finished in 2014, it wasn't renewed, and it's literally only next week that we return to the prison to start doing more work on restorative justice. And that was really because the Director General of the prison changed, had different ideas, and even in an area where there is a lot of restorative justice going on, it's vulnerable to changes of leadership, changes of policy. If you work within criminal justice, you sort of get used to that. There's always something new coming along, and something that you think is good is being shelved, and that's just reality. So that's just my impressions from the session. I enjoyed it, and it was a very active group of questioners.
Thank you. Okay. Perhaps, Devele, you could summarize the conclusions of your workshop.
Okay. We spoke about different cases. Case from Belgium, from the Netherlands, from the UK. I think we agree on the fact that when everybody left the building, the probation service will enter the building. So in meaning that some issues or some people, everybody turns his back to them, and then the probation officer will try to relate to them. We talked not only about terrorist fighters, but also about the context we are working in now. And it seems that this context is very similar in the different countries. For example, the context of the growing of segregations between different communities, and the difficulty to answer on this segregation as a community, as a mayor, the policy that is put on. And so I think it was interesting.